Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already today, we thank you for that especially. And we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Dr. Pierce Howard, if you talk about intelligence, folks, just buckle your seatbelts because we're going to load your brain up with more stuff than you ever thought possible. Dr. Pierce Howard, as you know, is a member of our Brain Trust for many years. And he's here to help us celebrate International Brain Awareness Week. Now, look around you, folks. Listen to all the other, read all the other media and listen to them and watch them and all the other thing. And tell me who else who is recognizing this week International Brain Awareness Week. And who else has the world's expert on brain research, Dr. Pierce Howard, on their show? Only the Small Business Advocate Show gets this kind of attention to these very important topics. Pierce, welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Pierce often brings his partner in life and in business, Jane Howard, with him, but she's not here today. Be sure to tell Jane we miss her.
I'll do that.
Okay, it's International Brain Awareness Week. You know, brain awareness, isn't that kind of, that's an interesting term, isn't it? Aren't we all aware of our brains, Pierce?
Yeah, when we're awake.
Well, sometimes I dream about my brain, Pierce.
Well, you know, brain is one thing that many of us take for granted. We tend to be more aware of our stomachs and our hearts and our feet and our hands and our achy knees. The brain doesn't really have any pain nerve endings. You can cut on the brain and you don't feel it.
Right.
So technically, people really are not aware of their brain. They're aware of, the brain is aware of everything else, but not of itself.
It's sort of like the person who has never looked under the hood of a car, but they always jump in the car and
that's right.
Drive it around, and it takes them wherever they want to go, and they have no idea what goes on up there.
A good image.
Yeah. So what's the big deal about International Brain Awareness Week? Did you start that? Is this your...
Well, I think that the purpose is to remind people that some knowledge of brain health can improve personal mood, whether it's at work or at home. And everybody is interested in maximizing positive mood. I mean, that's a nice thing, whether you want to call it happiness or flourishing. Or...
I actually know some people who enjoy being unhappy, but that's another story. Most people don't. I agree with you.
Well, the kind of person who enjoys being unhappy, and I know exactly what you're talking about, can still experience more satisfaction at some times and less satisfaction with their life. I mean, if a person who is naturally unhappy is engaged in a task that is challenging for them mentally, they're going to be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to experience a sense of fullness of life. You're not going to call it happiness. It's an irrelevant term.
So you're saying the desire for at least satisfaction, if not happiness, is kind of a human default attitude?
The desire for happiness is a false god, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
We can look at the mathematics of it, but roughly one person in nine is born happy.
Hmm.
And the rest of us that are not born happy achieve positive moods some other way. Mm-hmm. I think that the human organism is set in a state that prefers positive mood. We prefer pleasure to pain.
Well, that's what I meant by kind of our default. We default to that, don't we?
Right. But that doesn't necessarily mean we default to happiness. We default
right.
to wanting to feel pleasurable and not feel pain. Mm-hmm. And we try to minimize pain. And
one in nine are not predisposed to being happy.
Correct.
I feel so sorry for those other eight people, Pierce.
Well, in fact, I'm one of those other eight. And
I'm one of the one.
And I feel I don't want to be that one in nine. I know mm-hmm. a lot of them, and it wears me out to even try to keep up with them. You know, a classic example.
You don't want to be the happy person?
If it means surrendering the life that I have at present, yes, I don't want to be that happy person. I'll be happy from time to time, but not 18 hours.
And
a day.
Whenever the heck you want to be happy, right? You know,
exactly.
You know, you want to be able to. When... You know, that's the thing about Pierce, folks. He can turn it on and off.
That's
and by
right.
the way, folks, Dr. Pierce Howard is the author of the third edition of The Owner's Manual for the Brain. He and I will be right back in a little. Eventually today, I'm going to ask him about food for the brain. What kind of food do we need to eat for the brain? And what does all this have to do with small business? We'll do that right after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us. Mr. John Cougar Mellencamp, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Don't forget to check out my blog, which you can find on the homepage, or you can go to jimsblog.biz. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every Sunday afternoon by email. Dr. Pierce Howard is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain. This thing's about, I don't know how big this thing is. What is this, like 2,000 pages, Pierce? It's incredible.
1,000 and change.
I told you, it's 1,007. I'm looking at 1,008 pages, folks. And it's the third edition. That means it's good. And as you know, folks, no chopped liver for the Small Business Advocate Show audience. Only the best for my folks. Pierce, tell us where the book's available. Also, by the way, folks, don't forget to check out The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, which Pierce and Jane wrote together. Where are those available, Pierce?
They're available in through the National Book Network, which services all the standard online bookstores as well as walk-in bookstores.
So wherever books are sold, basically, and yes. Also on from your website, too, right?
Yes, it is available from our website.
Which is?
www.centax.com.
Yeah, check that out, folks. A lot of good stuff there, too, on the work that Pierce and Jane do. Okay, Pierce, we're celebrating the brain. We're celebrating the awareness, the Brain Awareness Week, International Brain Awareness Week. And we're talking about the fact that even though we have these brains and we love the things that it does, we don't always contemplate the brain. We don't always think about the engine under the hood. What could we do, Pierce, to be a little more aware of and to benefit from that awareness of our brain?
Well, you mentioned before the break that we talk about food.
Yeah, what are some
good
brain
example.
Food?
You're using the metaphor for the engine under the hood in the car. You are careful about what kind of gas you put in your car. You want to put the right kind of gas so that it doesn't knock.
Right.
You want to do the same thing for your brain. And depending on what you want your brain to do, you need to select your food wisely. For example, if you want your brain to shut down and be relaxed and not be alert and not be analytical and creative, then you feed it fats and simple carbohydrates.
Hmm. Like what? Like ice cream?
Like ice cream, like cookies.
Donuts.
Donuts. Basically, simple carbohydrates.
I knew there was a good reason why I like ice cream at night.
That's right. And in fact, if you want to go to sleep, any dairy product is going to be good because it's going to metabolize.
The warm milk thing.
Warm milk is even better than cold milk.
Who drinks warm milk? That's ridiculous.
Well, it's so-called old wives' tale, but there's a truth to it because, number one, dairy products metabolize into melatonin, which is a sleep chemical. And that's what you want. You want to boost your melatonin late at night to go to sleep. And if you drink warm milk, it will metabolize quicker than it will than if you drink cold
milk. But Pierce, when that old wives' tale was established, they didn't have refrigeration. All milk was warm.
That's right.
So it was redundant in those days to say that. But we want to eat fats. And when you say simple carbohydrates, you're talking about like pastas?
Well, if it's not a whole grain pasta. In other words, refined grains. Refined grains don't have that much food value in them.
Right.
And they mainly are going to make you fat and happy.
Right.
If you want people to be alert, critical, analytical, creative, in other words, have the full use of their brain, then you want to prefer proteins and complex carbohydrates. It's really that simple. You want to prefer whole grain breads and crackers. You want to prefer fruits. You want to prefer vegetables. You want to prefer.
So eat Raisin Bran for breakfast instead of donuts.
Exactly.
If you're going to want to be sharp for that morning meeting.
Exactly.
All right.
And another thing that you can do if you want to be, if you have a person, if you have a tendency to be overly aggressive in a meeting and you want to do what you can to tone it down, or if you know somebody that's going to be in a meeting and you want to tone them down, for example, then what you can do is to precede that meeting with aerobic exercise. Like going for a walk or a ride or a jog, because aerobic exercise is going to pump the body full of endorphins, and it's going to create alertness, but not competitiveness. Whereas if you do competitive exercise like tennis or handball, that
right.
sort of thing,
right.
that's going to increase testosterone,
increase the aggression.
And it's going to make you more aggressive.
And if you lose the tennis match, you're really going to want to win in the meeting, aren't you?
Well, no. In fact, one of the best things that you can do is to go play somebody. If you want them to be really toned down, is you go play them in a competitive sport and beat them. Because what's going to happen is it'll raise your testosterone, but
right.
it will lower the other person. And in fact, they will be less aggressive in the meeting, typically.
So, folks, anybody you want to beat up on in a meeting, just make sure you beat them in tennis before that. Pierce, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want you to talk some more to us about how we can take care of our brain better and how this will help small business owners. Also, I want to ask Pierce about long-term food that makes the brain healthy long-term, not just for an hour or two. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Black. That's 53 after the hour. What am I saying? Not 23. You'd think I could tell time. It's 7 till. I had you scared there for a minute, didn't I? You thought you had lots of time, didn't you, folks? It's 53 after or 7 till, as we can also say. And I'm Jim Blassingame, the guy who can't tell time. And Dr. Pierce Howard is our guest. I need to be a little more aware of my brain here, Pierce, because if I'm going to try to read the clock, don't I?
Yes, you do.
What about, quickly, what kind of long-term food, what kind of food can we eat to give long-term help, make the brain healthy long-term, not just to make it function better for a short period of time?
Jim, as a general rule, what's good for the heart is good for the brain.
Okay.
And what that really means is the brain needs oxygen. The brain needs oxygen. The oxygen is the spark plug that burns the gas.
Mm-hmm.
Oxygen burns glucose and provides energy to the brain. So anything that improves circulation, and that means exercise and a balanced diet.
Right.
The one thing that I emphasize is you know, quit buying bread that's not whole grain.
I haven't eaten a piece of white bread in 35 years.
Now, that's a simple one. People could just stop that habit.
Yeah. You can buy crackers like that,
bread.
Too. Yeah.
Well, that's a very good practice to start. You want to minimize your animal fats. Those are again, anything that's good for the heart is good for the brain. Improve, get your circulation going. That's going to improve your alertness.
Stop smoking.
Yep.
If you smoke, stop that. That'll help. Well, what are some things that small business owners can do in terms of brain awareness to help them be more competitive? More competitive. I don't mean in an aggressive way, but make our businesses more competitive in the marketplace.
Well, obviously, you want to get the most from your people, which means you want positive mood, and you also want alertness rather than sleepiness and dullness. One of the things that people don't know about is the importance of light. When you get up and go to work in the morning, when the sun comes out, it tells the pineal gland to stop making melatonin so that you won't be sleepy and you'll be alert. And if you work in an area that doesn't have a window and doesn't have access to natural sunlight, your brain is likely not to shut down the production of melatonin, and you're just not going to feel quite all there all day. In fact, there are parts of Europe where it's against the law to make people work in an area that they don't have access to natural sunlight.
I'll be darned. Well, you get rickets, too.
Yeah, and you don't get your vitamin D. And so the solution to that is, particularly in those rooms that don't have access to sunlight, or if the person is working night shift and doesn't have sunlight, the solution to it is to purchase lamp fixtures that have a CRI of 90 or greater. CRI is a color rendering index. And if it has a 90 or higher rating, it's equivalent to natural sunlight. Anything with a less than a 90 rating is going to be missing at least the blue part of the spectrum.
So you're saying that if we should happen to have people working in places or at times of the day when there's not any light, where there's not any natural light to get, we can actually buy lamps, buy bulbs
exactly.
That will replicate that.
Right, and most hardware stores don't know about CRI, and you have to call the distributor to find out what the CRI rating is.
Go to an electrical distributor. There are electrical supply distributors in your area, folks, that will know what CRI means.
It's a rough guideline, Jim. The grow lights that people use to grow plants inside their home, those are full-spectrum lights.
I see. Would it help grow hair? That might be something that people would like to know. Pierce, I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Well, again, what's good for the heart is good for the brain. Good night's sleep, exercise, balanced diet, and social interaction. It's interesting. One of the best ways to protect against Alzheimer's is to maintain social relationships and to keep learning new things.
Well, and the brain is like a muscle. The more you exercise it, the better it gets, isn't it?
Use it or lose it.
Yeah, it really is. I tell you, I believe that. I certainly believe that the more you flex and exercise your brain, the longer it'll stay good for you. Hey, Pierce, thank you for being here. Give us your website again, please. Give us your website again, please.
www.syntax.com.
Thank you, Pierce. Good job today. See you next time. Say hi to Jane for us.
I'll do it.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, encouraging you to celebrate and be very aware of your brain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.